This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, 56 in Carborough. The beginning of a really nice day today. We'll get to all those stories we talked about, but first let's check in with Rand Northam, who just came out of the newsroom. Again, more on the breaking news story today.
I just got off the phone with Sergeant Brian Walker of the Chapel Hill Police Department. He reports that this word is official now. Police responded to a shooting at a residence near the 4300 block of Pope Road, that is near Clark Lake in Chapel Hill. One adult male suffered a couple gunshot wounds, actually, to the wrist and abdomen. Non-life-threatening injuries reported now. He was taken to UNC hospitals to be treated for that. Police are in search of a white sedan, four-door sedan, as the suspects fled the scene after the shooting. There is not a believed threat to the public at this time, which is the best news of it all, but Chapel Hill Police are still looking for the suspects in this case. It is known to be multiple suspects in this one. Again, an adult male shots, gunshot wounds to the wrist and abdomen. He's expected to recover okay from that with non-life-threatening injuries from that incident. A 5:30 call this morning of a shooting at a residence in the 4300 block of Pope Road. So it looks like things are calming down a bit now. It was unknown in the beginning, multiple reports coming from multiple areas, but now things calming down. But police still looking for a white four-door sedan. If you have information on that, you can call the Chapel Hill Police Department, you can call 911, or you can call Crime Stoppers. Those numbers are on our website, chapelboro.com, and Crime Stoppers is 919-942-7515. We'll have any additional information as it comes out today, but looks like things are calming down on Pope Road this morning as the day gets going.
All right, and Rand will continue to follow that story and other news stories throughout the day here on WCHL. Stay with us for updates, and if anything more breaks out of this story, we'll have it for you right away on WCHL.
Certainly. Thanks so much, Ron.
Rand Northam on WCHL. It's 8:07. In other news this morning, Dillard's at University Mall in Chapel Hill will remain a clearance store in the immediate future, that's according to a representative from the company. Julie Bull, Director of Investor Relations at Dillard's, said that the store will remain in what she calls full clearance mode and that a timeline has not been set for any further changes. Bull said that 18 of the approximately 300 Dillard's stores in the United States are clearance centers. A source told WCHL News last Wednesday that Dillard's was leaving University Mall and that negotiations were underway with a non-retail store to replace it. A cashier of the store told WCHL's Aaron Keck last Thursday that Dillard's is likely closing in a few months. She said she also had heard conflicting reports. Currently, Dillard's is the only department store in Chapel Hill, providing a sizable source of sales tax. It's also one of the few places to buy clothing in town. There was a proposal to relocate the Chapel Hill Public Library to the store's location until town staff recalculated and found it would have been more costly than they originally thought. University Mall General Manager Peter De Leon said that he could not comment on the matter at this time, though last week he said the store would remain in the shopping center. Education is at the forefront of Attorney Drew Nelson's focus. He's seeking the appointment to the State House District 50 seat, along with four other people. Drew Nelson is the father of a three-year-old girl. He says he constantly thinks of what the state legislature is doing to the education system, and he wants to change it.
Teacher salaries in North Carolina have dropped faster than in any other state. We are almost dead last in what we pay our teachers. In terms of real dollars, we're stripping money out of our schools. We're giving it to voucher programs. We're taking away master's pay. The Republican Party has basically done everything it can to kind of make things tough for our public schools.
Nelson is a native of the eastern part of North Carolina, a graduate of the UNC Law School, and received his master's degree from Duke's Terry Sanford School of Public Policy. After he finished his education, Drew and his wife Jennifer moved to Durham County. Now, WCHL previously reported that the Nelsons are still residents of Durham County. They are, in fact, residents of Chapel Hill in Orange County now. Nelson served as in-house counsel at North Carolina State University. and is now a partner at Willis & Nelson PLLC in Raleigh, serving people in the appellate court. Nelson did some work on former Representative Joe Hackney's staff, working with students to become involved in environmental issues on a presidential campaign. Nelson says his career has gotten him ready for this position.
I seek out creative ways to try to help my clients. And I can be tough when we need to be tough. I can be compromising when we need to be compromising. But at the end of the day, I've tried to find positive, creative ways to get to a solution.
Those interested in that House 50 seat are intending to replace Valerie Fouché, who was chosen to fill the Senate District 23 seat, formerly held by Ellie Kinnaird. This week, Representative Fouché will reportedly resign from the House. She will then be sworn into the Senate. The selection committee needs to be filled, as it's now one person short. That's because Greg Meyer of Chapel Hill resigned his seat on that committee in order to seek the appointment. Once the committee is filled, the date will be set to choose who will take the seat in the House. Rand Northam has a full interview with Drew Nelson on our website at chapelbro.com if you'd like to hear that. The Central West Steering Committee meets one final time today before submitting a plan to the Chapel Hill Planning Board. This following Thursday's meeting, when not a single item in the plan had a consensus agreement. The committee has been charged with reviewing maps which lay out possible land uses and building heights for new development along the Estes Drive corridor. A major roadblock for the committee is that there are now six maps on the table as options to present to the planning board. The fifth map is a version drafted by a subgroup of the committee that believed important issues weren't addressed in the other plans. It was presented last week and received mixed opinions. The Central West Steering Committee meets from 4:30 until 6:30 this afternoon, and they will meet in the Transit Building at 6900 Millhouse Road. That's just off Eubanks Road at all the Town of Chapel Hill offices out there. Again, 6900 Millhouse Road, 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. in the Transit Building. That's where the meeting takes place today. Carborough Alderman will take public comment on a plan to rezone land on Hillsborough Road now that Orange County officials have decided it's not the right spot for a branch library. The 2.5-acre parcel next to Carborough Elementary was rezoned back in 2011 when the county commissioners were considering it as a site for the Southern Branch Library. But the idea was abandoned after neighbors complained about traffic and the land proved to be too expensive. Now the owners are left with no allowable use for that property other than a library, so they're looking to the board to rezone it back to residential. The board will also consider donating $2,500 to the local housing nonprofit Empowerment, Inc. to help sponsor an event to celebrate outgoing Mayor Mark Chilton's years of public service. The Board of Aldermen will meet tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. Chapel Hill fire and police officials say security system false alarms are costing the town hundreds of thousands of dollars each year, and they want homeowners and businesses to chip in. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
Police officers and firefighters have to respond to each and every security alarm in Chapel Hill. But the town's high rate of false alarms is costing the department and taxpayers nearly $200,000 each year. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue told the town council last night that in just the past 2 months alone, more than 95% of the alarm calls his department has responded to have been accidental.
Just between July 9th and September 4th of this year, the police department alone was dispatched to 567 total alarms. Only 25 of those turned out to be legitimate activations. So you can see the numbers speak for themselves there.
Depending on the type of alarm, the standard response usually involves two police officers or as many as 10 firefighters, which is fully half of the available fire personnel on duty at any given time. Blue said prior efforts to reduce the number of false alarms have not been successful.
For a number of years, we've talked to the business community and to neighborhood groups, homeowners associations, Neighborhood Watch, about the issue and about the our interest in reducing those accidental or false alarms. And I think the community gets it, but we have not been successful in reducing the numbers.
Instead, Blue is proposing a graduated fee system for business and homeowners whose security systems repeatedly trigger false alarms.
The interest there is not to generate revenue, although there is an interest in at least recovering some of our costs. But we do know that other communities, when they have instituted a fee structure, have seen that is a more effective way to reduce activations than us just sharing the problem with the community and appealing to them for their help.
Fire Chief Dan Jones told the council this fee would apply to calls from UNC campus, as those account for a significant number of false alarms.
We do respond to the university, and it's a very high percentage. The university is about 30 to 34% of our total workload, and our false alarm rate is about 30%.
The exact amount of the fees has yet to be determined. The council will hold a public hearing on the proposed ordinance on October 28th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
56 degrees, 8:15 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Carolina Football. You can win tickets to this Saturday's home game against East Carolina. All you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page and register to win. And don't forget to experience the new Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park right before the game. Again, it is Military Appreciation Day Saturday. Carolina taking on East Carolina. You can be there for free. All you got to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page and get entered to win. Rand Northam quite busy back in the newsroom, not only keeping an eye on traffic, but keeping an eye on breaking news. And we'll have more on that as it becomes available. But right now, the things are kind of usual. Nothing out of the ordinary with traffic this morning. Nothing special happening out there. If you spot anything out of the ordinary, you can get in touch with us by calling the newsroom, 919-9678-363. Also, you can tweet us at WCHL. Please do that safely. And you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Everything right now, pretty much normal this morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Listen, if you're looking for a place to have lunch today, let me suggest Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickey's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham off Mount Moriah Road. If you haven't tried it yet, got to get out there and do that because it's awfully good. 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, 56 in Carborough, also 57 this morning in Hillsboro. Partly sunny today, high today in the middle 70s. Really nice weather on the way. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the low 50s. Tomorrow we'll look at your partly sunny skies with a high in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, another fairly nice night with lows in the upper 50s, and then on Thursday, a lot of sunshine as well. So, good weather for the next 3 or 4 days, anyway. 8:16 at WCHL. Back to the news. Though the waters of the June 30th flash flood have long since receded, many area businesses are still recovering. A free workshop is being held this week to make this process somewhat less complicated and to better prepare the community for future emergencies. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The Disaster Preparedness Seminar is happening Thursday morning at the Carolina Club. A hosting partner, along with the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, and the local chapter of SCORE, a national nonprofit organization which aids small businesses.
We definitely want to provide these experts to the community and provide educational assistance to get people better prepared for these types of interruptions.
That's Andrew Beeman. He's a project manager for SCORE and helped lead Hurricane Sandy recovery efforts after the superstorm tore through the East Coast. Beeman explained Thursday's workshop will be given by Bob Boyd, CEO of Agility Recovery, based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Agility Recovery works to prepare clients for many types of disasters before they happen.
What the SCORE and Agility has done for other communities across the Northeast has been around 10 steps to preparedness. And that's as simple as assessing risk in your community, reviewing your insurance plan, making sure everything is up to date.
The June rainstorm dumped more than 5 inches of rain in just a few hours, affecting shopping centers like University Mall and the shops at Eastgate.
It had been close to a lot of businesses that have been affected by Hurricane Sandy, and we want to pass this knowledge on to Chapel Hill and Carborough as well.
SCORE mentors will also offer individualized counseling on topics, including how to find appropriate financing options and how to create successful marketing initiatives once businesses get back on their feet.
Well, for recovery, we're able to get people connected with the right resources to get loans and grants to get their business back up and running. And this is free. The workshops we provide and the one-on-one counseling is absolutely free.
Registration is required to attend the Disaster Preparedness Seminar. For more information on how to sign up, you can read this article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning, the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce is hosting a press conference announcing 12 individuals as members of the inaugural class of the Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame. The announcement will be made Friday from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. at Spanky's Restaurant downtown. The Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame honors individuals with a record of achievements demonstrating excellence in business and who have made positive impacts in our community. The induction will take place on November 13th at the Carolina Inn with tickets available for the Hall of Fame Gala. If you'd like more information on tickets, you can view this news around town story on our website at chapelborough.com. That is an idea whose time has come. The Business Hall of Fame for Chapel Hill Carborough community. And more details coming later on in the week. It's 8:20 at WCHL. Before we head off to WCHL Championship Sports this morning, let me tell you something that WCHL is doing that is pretty exciting. We're kicking it off today, officially. It is time for the beginning of our big contest. First, we sent you to Las Vegas, then we offered a trip to Maui, and now it's time to send two lucky Carolina basketball fans to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic. It's a Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. This year we have more location sponsors than ever before. They're all over the place. 37 great locations where you can enter all over town. There's no way you can miss getting your entry in every week. And you definitely want to do that because it will increase your odds of being a finalist. Enter at every location once every week for the next 6 weeks at locations including Lloyd Tire and Alignment and Atlantic Tire, Seagroves Nationwide Insurance, Best Tile and Durham, Cameron's in Carolina, 1663. Those are just a few of the locations where you can register and take advantage of all the entry methods, including online at our website, chapelbrew.com, and on Chapel Brew's Facebook page. We'll be drawing finalists weekly from each of those methods. Finally, we'll be getting finalists via call-in each week during the WCHL morning news, afternoon news, and evening news. So if you want to be a finalist for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance, sometime next half hour, between 8:30 and 9, you will have an opportunity to call in and be our very first qualifier. Again, that will happen sometime between 8:30 and 9. Keep listening to WCHL for your opportunity to get involved in this contest. Now, WCHL's Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Carolina's 28-20 loss at the hands of Georgia Tech last Saturday dropped the Tar Heels to 1-2 in the season. Head coach Larry Fedora, very disappointed. He talked with the media for the first time since the loss yesterday. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the Tar Heels story.
The defeat at Georgia Tech on Saturday saw the UNC offense be held scoreless for the entire second half of football. A unit that has long been touted as explosive and dynamic has now been called into question off the heels of a loss in the ACC opener. And at Monday's press conference, a rather blunt head coach Larry Fedora says he just doesn't think his offense is gelling as a group yet.
Well, we're not playing as well offensively. We're just not playing as well. That's as simple as that. I mean, there's a, you know, it would be easy if it was just one thing. If it was one thing, we'd get that one thing corrected. But there's a lot of things involved in it. You know, we're still just not gelling as an offense yet.
Coach Fedora says there are numerous factors inhibiting the team's ability to get in a rhythm during games, including relative inexperience and the lack of a flow.
You know, some of it is the continuity up front, you know, and the young guys up front. I think there's a lot of different pieces that we're not getting in a flow. You got to keep moving the chains to get into a flow offensively and for everyone involved.
Unfortunately for the Tar Heels, Coach Fedora says one of the disappointing trends for the team is the inability to put together a solid, complete game of football. He says the mistakes just keep piling up and that Carolina has a long way to go to get where they want to be.
You know, I don't think anybody made anything happen, you know, on offense. I really don't in the second half. I mean, we just, whatever we could do to shoot ourselves in the foot and to hurt ourselves, we did. And, you know, that's kind of been our Achilles heel this year.
History seemed to repeat itself against Georgia Tech this year as the UNC defense recorded 21 missed tackles, allowing the Yellow Jackets offense to pick up crucial third down after third down conversions.
There were probably about five of them that would have shut down, you know, third down and got us off the field. And so, unfortunately, we didn't make those tackles.
Coach Fedora declines to comment on the controversial calls from Saturday's game, one of which handed the Yellow Jackets a touchdown, despite obvious evidence that the ball was fumbled before he crossed the goal line. With East Carolina coming into town next, Coach Fedora says the Pirate defense will be a handful for his team in Keenan Stadium.
Ruffin, he's got them playing hard now. I mean, they're flying around, you know, they really are. And I know he's a defensive guy, and I think he's got those guys juiced up pretty good. You look at the three games, what we're doing is watching the film, and they're flying around. You got a lot of guys getting multiple hats to the ball. They've created some takeaways. I mean, so I think they're playing really well.
Tar Heel fans can come and watch Carolina take on ECU at 12:30 p.m. this Saturday. And WCHL 97.9 FM will have you covered, as always, on game day. We will get things started bright and early at 9 a.m. with countdown to kickoff, and tune in to On the Heels after the contest for an in-depth post-game coverage and live call-ins. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Matt. A reminder that our coverage of Carolina football begins at 9 a.m., broadcasting live from in front of Bailey's Sports Grill at Rams Plaza at Fordham Boulevard and Ephesus Church Road in Chapel Hill. We'll be there starting at 9 o'clock. Hour and a half countdown show followed by the Good Sports with Artsy and Bob Lee from 10:30 until 11:30. Then we will join the Tar Heel Network for their own hour-long pregame show. And we'll be here all day with Carolina football and WCHL. Carolina versus ECU at Keenan Stadium. Top-ranked UNC men's soccer team will be aiming to keep its undefeated season intact when it hosts William & Mary at Fetzer Field tonight, 7 o'clock. And apparently 90 minutes of soccer is just not enough for these two teams. Both Carolina and William & Mary have played to overtime in each of their last four matches, so nobody's going to be betting against some extra minutes of action on local Heroes Night. Free tickets will be available to all veterans, active military, police, fire, and EMS personnel. UNC keeper Brendan Moore leads the ACC with four clean sheets in 2013. He will enter the game tonight, riding a stretch of not giving up a score in the last 279 minutes. The match can be seen live on GoHeels TV and heard live at 8 p.m. on WCHL. That'll be following Larry Fedora live. For the first hour of the game, you can hear the call of Paul Connell on our second stream via a link on our website, chapelboro.com. You can read this story and follow all the latest in Carolina men's soccer on our website, chapelboro.com. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who's ever in charge of PR for Duke football deserves a Mad Men Emmy. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. For the record, David Cutcliffe is in his sixth year as Duke football coach and has yet to have a winning season. But listening to the PR in the local media, you would think it has been the second coming of Wallace Wade to Wallace Wade Stadium. Cutcliffe's overall record at Duke stands at 23-42, which has dragged his all-time head coaching mark below 500. And in that time, Duke has won 9 ACC games, slightly less than 2 a year. 9 ACC victories in 6 seasons so far. Great guy, Coach Cut, but he hasn't quite turned the Blue Devils into the Stanford of the East or even the Bandy of the ACC, has he now? His entire Duke tenure rests on that beautiful night in the Wally a year ago, when the Devils rallied to beat the Tar Heels on the last play and get bowl eligible. Never mind they lost their last 5 games, including the Belk Bowl, to finish 6-7. The stadium was filled, and it was a great game right down to that 4th down TD pass to Jamison Crowder. Cutcliffe is a great promoter of trying counts. He is always on some radio show coaxing people to come out, even if they're not Duke fans, to see some really good football. What the 10,000 or so saw Saturday against a Pitt team that had zero drawing power was a game that nearly surpassed Carolina's 118-point fiasco with Georgia Tech last year. The Blue Devils were always behind due to 4 turnovers, but always rallying thanks to the 55 points they were on their way to scoring. Unfortunately, Pitt scored 58, so the Dukies can now say what Tar Heels have been saying since last season. We scored 55 points and lost? 2 interesting observations came from friends who were there Saturday, beyond the fact that besides them, nobody else was there. Duke doesn't raise nets behind the goalpost to keep extra points from going into the stands, where 3 or 4 kids sitting in the end zone can fight over the ball. An umbrella still aren't allowed in the Wally because they are deemed too dangerous. For a cool promotion this weekend against awesome Troy, who? Why not say that kids can keep footballs booted into the stands? Certainly Duke can afford it, and it's a souvenir literally worth more than the price of admission. And give out extra large umbrellas to everyone who does show up and encourage opening them during the game. With another 7 TDs and 2 field goals, think of how many kids will go home happy and all those empty seats that would be covered up. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Why do you buy what you buy, and how do you decide where to buy it? I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performant Chevrolet in Chapel Hill. The Internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you walk in our door, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. We have no secrets. Anything you want to know, we'll tell you. From the moment of first contact, you'll experience how we're different. Wow! I know with complete certainty that you'll have the best experience ever at Performant Chevrolet in Chapel Hill. I know without a doubt that our prices are outstanding. Why would you you want to buy your Chevrolet anywhere else. You can lease a 2013 Chevrolet Volt for $269 per month, and the performance promise is included. Wow!
C3132, 36 monthly, 10,000 miles per year, $23.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $39,995 and selling price of $38,995. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery by 9/30/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value. Always. Performance Chevrolet is a Hendrick team member.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Flawless Day Spa and Wellness Center. It's half off. Spa services available now. With today's deal, pick between a mini massage and mini facial combo for $47.50, normally $95, that offers a 30-minute massage of your choice and a 30-minute mini facial. Or get the mini mani and petite pedi package for $22.50, normally $45, that includes clipping and shaping, followed by a polish of your choice. It's half off from Flawless Day Spa and Wellness Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at ChapelBorough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. It started Saturday at that mall in Nairobi, Kenya, and it's not over yet. Correspondent Charlie Daggett.
Kenyan authorities today said that they've entered the final push, that troops are clearing out what's left of that mall, that they're in control of the situation. But we heard gunfire a couple of times this morning, which suggests that they're still meeting some resistance inside the mall.
He's not far from where smoke's been coming from that upscale shopping center.
Kenyan authorities told us that they've sent in a bomb disposal unit, and we have heard a couple of loud explosions today. It may be an indicator that those were controlled detonations, but certainly they have found and exploded because we've heard them ourselves.
Now there's word from Kenyan officials that three soldiers have died. Eight others were wounded in a fight with militants at that mall. Overall, 62 deaths reported from the attack. AP says the city morgue in Nairobi has been told to prepare for up to 60 more bodies. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
57 degrees, 832 at WCHL, the beginning of a really nice day at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. The breaking news story that we've continued to cover throughout the morning, there was a shooting at a residence on Pope Road in Chapel Hill, in that zone there where part of the towns or part of the homes are in Durham County, part in Orange County. It's kind of between Chapel Hill and Durham there. Police say there is no immediate danger to anyone now. They still are searching for three suspects in an automobile. One person was injured with a couple of gunshot wounds, non-threatening injuries, and sent to the hospital. Other than that, they say that the danger is over and assure us that there is nothing for anyone to worry about. Still, please take extra caution. Rand Northam is continuing to follow that story. We'll have details coming up throughout the day here on WCHL as they become available. But right now, the immediate danger appears to be over. In other news this morning, education is at the forefront of attorney Drew Nelson's focus. He's seeking the appointment to the State House District 50 seat to replace Valerie Fasci, along with four other people who want the job. Nelson is the father of the three-year-old girl and says he constantly thinks of what the legislature in North Carolina is doing to our education system, and he wants to change it. WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Nelson about his intentions to seek the seat. Here is a portion of their conversation.
I think you can probably talk to any Democrat out there, and they could probably talk for a day about the big issues that they see out there on the horizon. When folks think about me in terms of this appointment, I want them to be focusing on three things. These are my three primary objectives that I would have as a member of the House. The first is education. Our teacher salaries in North Carolina have dropped faster than in any other state. We are almost dead last in what we pay our teachers. In terms of real dollars, we're stripping money out of our schools. We're giving it to voucher programs. We're taking away master's pay. The Republican Party has basically done everything it can to kind of make things tough for our public schools. My first priority, as the son of a public school teacher, as a father of a young child, is going to be getting there and to try to reverse some of those changes. Number two on my agenda is going to be environmental protection. Bullet point 1A is fracking. I think that we can anticipate that at the next opportunity, the Republicans are going to try to push through fracking in North Carolina. I think that's a dangerous idea. I think that at best the science is unsettled on it, and I think that folks in Durham and folks in Orange live on top of an area where there's going to be fracking exploration if that's allowed. I'm going to be a strong voice against that in the House. Finally, we have seen over the last couple of years an unbelievable assault on voting rights in North Carolina. The thing that everyone knows about is voter ID, which needs to be repealed. But what folks usually don't know about are the other changes that have been made. A shorter early voting period, the end of same-day registration, the end of straight ticket voting. All of these things have kind of flown under the radar. And I think that what people can expect is that if I'm in the House, I'm not only going to be voting against these things and fighting against these changes, but trying to make sure that other people, you know, especially other young families who maybe are not engaged in this process right now, are aware of what's happening so that they can get engaged and involved. And I think when they learn about what the legislature has done, they're going to be motivated.
And then finally, we're speaking with Drew Nelson, who is seeking appointment to the House seat for District 50. Finally, Drew, we've asked everyone, and it sounds very apparent by the way you speak, but we've been asking everyone, do you intend to just fill out the rest of Valerie Fouché's seat, or would you seek the election in future terms as well?
I would seek the election in the future. I think that might be a primary in May, or it could be a general election in November. But I believe in the idea that this district is better represented by someone who is committed for the long term. And I think, especially as a Democrat, we can't just be thinking about what's going to happen in the next week and the next month. You know, we're down, but we're not out in North Carolina. And it's going to take a little time, but I think we can turn it around. And I think that maybe not this election, but 2, 3, 4 down the line, we're going to be back on top and we're going to undo some of the damage that's been done. And another thing that I think is critical that we keep in mind when we talk about the short session is what we have seen over the last couple of years is the Republican Party has no problem bringing something up at the last minute, launching a surprise attack on the floor of the General Assembly. And that can come in the short session. And what we have to be prepared for is we've got to know those things are coming. We got to know things could come out of left field. And we need representatives who are used to standing up on their feet, used to making arguments, who can kind of pick up an argument, understand it, present it in a compelling way, and do that quickly. That's what I do every day as an attorney, and that's why I think I'd be a strong member of the House.
Once again, that is Rand Northam speaking with Drew Nelson, who is seeking appointment to the state House seat representing District 50. Those interested in that House 50 seat are intending to replace Valerie Fouché, who was chosen to fill the Senate District 23 seat, formerly held by Alan Kinnaird. This week, Representative Fouché will reportedly resign from the House. She will then be sworn into the Senate. The selection committee needs to be filled, as it's now one person short. That's because Chapel Hill's Greg Meyer resigned his seat in the committee to seek the appointment. Once the committee is filled, a date will be set to choose who will take the seat in the House. A couple of quick stories this morning. Central West Steering Committee meets one final time today before submitting a plan to the Chapel Hill Planning Board. This following Thursday's meeting when not one single item in the plan had a consensus agreement. The committee has been charged with reviewing maps which lay out possible land uses and building heights for new development along the Estes Drive corridor. A major roadblock for the committee is that there are now 6 maps on the table as options to present to the planning board. The 5th map is a version drafted by a subgroup of the committee that believed important issues weren't addressed in the other plans. It was presented last week and received mixed reviews. The Central West Steering Committee meets from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. today in the transit building at 6900 Millhouse Road. Another important meeting taking place tonight, Carborough Alderman will take public comment on a plan to rezone land on Hillsborough Road. Now that county officials have decided it's not the right spot for a branch library, The 2.5-acre parcel next to Carborough Elementary was rezoned in 2011 when the Orange County Commissioners were considering it as the site for the Southern Branch Library. But the idea was abandoned after neighbors complained about traffic and the land proved to be too expensive. Now the owners are left with no allowable use for that property other than a library. So they're looking to the board to rezone it back to residential. The board will also consider donating $2,500 to the local housing nonprofit Empowerment Incorporated to help sponsor an event to celebrate outgoing Mayor Mark Chilton's years of public service. The Board of Aldermen will meet tonight, 7:30, at Carborough Town Hall. 7:40 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, and today is Tuesday, and that means it's time for Adopt a Pet. And I always get excited when it comes time to adopt a pet. Liz Stevens is here from Independent Animal Rescue. Liz, thank you for coming, number one.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Number two, introduce us to Ruby.
Well, I have a special friend with me. Her name is Ruby Ann, and she can be found on the Independent Animal Rescue website, which is animalrescue.net. She is about 9 to 12 months old, our vet estimated, and we found her. She came running out of the woods towards us from a yard sale. We went to a yard sale and did not plan on coming home with a puppy, but she came running out of the woods, and she was skinny as anything and covered in ticks and needing some love. So we took her in back in the beginning of the summer and have been nursing her back to health since then. And she's a sweet, sweet girl who is ready to find a home.
She's certainly healthy now, that's for sure.
She is,
just happy and energetic. You look up picture. You look up those words in the dictionary, and there's a picture of Ruby right there. It's amazing.
We have two dogs and a cat at my house already, or else we would keep her ourselves. Oh. So our house is feeling a little crowded, but she's fit into the mix really well for the past couple of months.
And describe her appearance, if you would.
Ruby is, when we took her to our vet, she described her as a hound pit mix. She's got the big smile of a pit, but she's kind of lanky like a hound. So we're sure that she's probably a combination of a couple of things. But she is white with some kind of medium brown patches and spots all over her. She's got spots all over her belly, and one of her patches on the side of her body, and one of the things that really won our hearts, is when she curls up into a little ball, one of the patches is actually shaped like a heart.
Really?
It's really sweet. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, she's a really cool dog. Ruby, you say, what, 9 months old, 10 months old?
Yeah, nine. Our vet estimated anywhere from about 9 to 12 months old at this point. So she's still got her puppy energy, but she's probably doesn't have too much more growing to do, and she's learning really well, kind of following commands really well.
How can folks go about adopting her?
So what you would want to do is go to the Independent Animal Rescue website. Like I said, it's animalrescue.net, and then over on the side you'll see a little tab for adoptable dogs, and Ruby is listed on there along with about 40 other dogs right now.
Wow.
And you can go and look at her profile, and some of the dogs also have videos with them, and we actually have occasional, you can hear her tail wagging against the wall here, can actually have occasional little meet and greets where people could come and meet her, and we're going to be with Ruby next Sunday for one of those.
I would describe her not only as happy, but high energy.
She is energetic. She loves jogging. She loves swimming. She loves running around. You definitely, she needs her exercise, but she's also really good at the end of the day when it's time to come home and snuggle in. She's good at kind of going into her crate and doing what she needs to do.
Cool. So. Well, she's excited to be in the radio station, that's for
sure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's just excited to be with you.
She's excited about most things, So all people would need to do to check her out is go to the website, and from there you can actually submit an application, and then we would get in touch with you.
And the website address is
animalrescue.net.
Animalrescue.net. We'll also have a picture of Ruby on our website at chapelboro.com and on our Facebook page, and we'll have a link to the Independent Animal Rescue website, and we'll get her adopted, because every dog and cat that come in here, they always get adopted.
Awesome. Well, she is ready. She's a sweetheart.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, and try to keep up with her on the way back.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it, Liz. It is 8:43 at WCHL. Coming up next, Professor Lou Margolis has today's commentary.
Why do you buy what you buy, and how do you decide where to buy it? I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Acura. The Internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you walk in our door, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. We have no secrets. Anything you want to know, we'll tell you. From the moment of first contact, you'll experience how we're different. Wow! Why would you want to buy an Acura anywhere else? You can lease a 2013 Acura ILX for $198 per month, and the performance promise is included. Wow! We look forward to seeing you soon, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
A4044, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $34.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $26,795 and selling price of $25,748. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery by 9/30/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value. Always. Performance Acura is a Hendrick team member.
This new tax code, all these separate forms, I'm really going to need help with my taxes this year.
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
I'm ready to start my new business, but where do I start with all this paperwork?
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
How can I be sure if my family's taken care of after I'm gone?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is David Huntoon of Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. If you've got money challenges, our team of CPAs and advisors is ready to help you answer all of life's toughest financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go.
Math. Some students think it's a four-letter word. In Chapel Hill, there's a math formula we should all celebrate. Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. It all equals community. Our business community is not just about creating local jobs. They're playing a leading role in investing in environmentally sensitive resources and giving generously to social causes. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business. And it's where business is commerce plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Hi, this is Rick Stein. If you're hungry for nostalgia and food, Chapel Hill has the edge on all others. You can visit Sutton's Drugstore. It's a living museum in all the best ways. And if your photo makes it to the wall there, your life's work is done. There's Four Corners, a classic bar and grill serving sandwiches named for legendary Tar Heels like the Fabulous Phil and the Slammin' Sam. Chapel Hill, an edgy community that bleeds Carolina blue.
Explore. Taste. Tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
It's another great football Saturday in Chapel Hill, and we'll be at Bailey Sports Grill, starting with Countdown to Kickoff, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. The Rams Plaza in front of Bailey Sports Grill, and Bailey's will be open at 9 a.m. It's Carolina versus East Carolina on WCHL. We'll be at Rams Plaza at Fordham Boulevard and Ephesus Church Road. I'm Ron Stubbs on 97.9 FM WCHL. Our pregame coverage streaming live on chapelbro.com. Come get ready for the game with us at Rams Plaza. We'll be live in front of Bailey Sports Grill.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Currently, the Indiana, Pennsylvania, New York, Kentucky, Massachusetts Coast Conference is battling the University of Maryland in court, not a basketball court, to, in the words of one attorney, recognize the validity of a conference protecting itself. Protecting itself from what, one might ask? The attorney goes on to say, quote, "This is all about money. I don't think anyone would dispute that," unquote. Well, the president of the University of Maryland does dispute this. He has stated in court documents that, quote, "Membership in the Big Ten Conference brings with it academic and research resources that are vastly superior in comparison to the ACC, and that will enrich the experience of Maryland students and faculty and help fulfill the university's core academic mission," unquote. Roll the laugh track. As we have painfully learned at UNC, the professionalization of college sports, especially football and basketball, has done anything but advance UNC's mission of scholarship, research, and service. Even if university athletics programs were not scandal-laden due to the outdated and unfair model of amateurism imposed on revenue athletes, it's hard to imagine how the scholarly world is in any way advanced by conference membership. Do the ACC philosophers gather at the annual meeting of the American Philosophical Society? I know that there is not a Big Ten caucus in the American Public Health Association. Do the SEC historians at the American Historical Association assemble to debate and refine their analyses to adhere to conference rules? In contrast, it seems that the harms of obsession with money flowing from conference-related television revenues are clear. The integrity of courses is under undermined. The average educational outcomes for revenue or profit athletes are hardly satisfactory. Vast sums of money are spent on public relations to repair tattered images, and even vaster sums of money are spent on court cases, such as this current effort to block Maryland's conference meanderings. I wonder how many tuition scholarships, research grants, or travel stipends for students to present their research findings could have been funded from the dollars spent on legal fees alone. The core function of universities, the function that makes them fundamental to vibrant nations and cultures, is the unhindered scholarly search for truth. As we say at UNC, lux et libertas. At our peril, we allow the uncontrolled professionalization of college sports to eat away at the foundations of our universities. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I could not be more proud of my ring, honestly.
That's Haley Best, Miss North Carolina 2011, talking about her engagement ring from Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Every single time I show my ring to a friend or a stranger, their next question is, what does your fiancé do for a living? And my answer is, he shops at Diamonds Direct, because that's all I can say. That's the only way I can explain it.
Fiancé Andrew Jernigan agrees. After dozens of stores and hundreds of diamonds, Diamonds Direct was the obvious choice for his beauty queen.
Selection like no one's ever seen. You feel like you walked into King Solomon's mines. There are diamonds everywhere. No one could offer me a value remotely close to Diamonds Direct, and that is literally comparing in-store, online, across the entire United States.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You'd have to see Haley's ring to believe it. You'd say, oh my God, where did you get this? Well, we can tell you where we got it. We got it at Diamonds Direct, and never felt better about any purchase I've made.
Best decision we ever made.
Without a doubt.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
The internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you visit a BMW center, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. Anything you want to know, the Performance BMW sales team will tell you. Why would you want to buy your BMW anywhere else?
I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill.
Lease a 2013 BMW 320i for $329 per month. BMW is also offering $500 loyalty cash. So if you bought from Performance BMW before, ask how the loyalty program can benefit you. Remember, with BMW's legendary ultimate service, you pay nothing for the lifetime of the warranty, 4 years or 50,000 miles.
We look forward to seeing you soon, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $4,500 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee, and includes $500 loyalty cash. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models. Take delivery before 9/30/2013. Loyalty contingent on BMW program compliance.
Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
57 degrees still this morning, 852 at WCHL. Listen very carefully.
It's finally here. Time to get your entry in for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, presented by Seagroves Insurance. WCHL and ChapelBro.com want to send you and a friend to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic, with 37 sponsor locations around town collecting entries, including Lloyd Tire and Alignment, Atlantic Tire, Seagroves Nationwide Insurance, and Best Tile, Durham. There's no way you can miss getting in your entry once every week for the next 6 weeks. You can also enter by calling in to the WCHL Morning Show, the Afternoon News, and Evening News every weekday online at chapelbro.com or on Chapel Bro's Facebook page. Remember, you can enter via every entry method and every sponsor location once each week, including Cameron's, Carolina 1663, Carborough Family Medicine, and Central Dermatology. It's the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, presented by Seagroves Nationwide Insurance. Start spreading the news.
Hey, listen, 37 different places where you can register, and it's to your advantage to register at each one of those locations each week. Take advantage of all the entry methods, including online at our website, chapelbrew.com, and at Chapel Brew's Facebook page. We'll be drawing finalists weekly from each of those methods. Finally, we also have your opportunity to call in and get involved. If you'd like to be a finalist for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance, be caller number 5 right now. 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Susan Lombardo is proud to serve as transition facilitator for students with disabilities at East Chapel Hill High School. And what is a transition facilitator?
The transition facilitator is most concerned about the student's transition from school life to adulthood and all the components that are involved in becoming independent adults. We are focused on them moving from the school environment to independent living and the work environment.
Susan Lombardo is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. This is very important work she does. She wants to help students make the transition from the classroom to whatever they do after high school is over.
When we talk about instruction, we're also looking at post-secondary options. Colleges, vocational skill training opportunities, compensatory education classes at the community college level. So the expectation is that our students will continue to learn, just like students without disabilities.
She does her best to find opportunities for these students right here in our community.
We have to think that the community is really where it's at for the individuals with disabilities. And as many connections as a family can make on their children's behalf and their children making is really critical to having a quality of life once they leave school.
Susan Lombardo, transition facilitator at East Chapel Hill High School. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
I'm Molly, and I'm sentimental. When my mom told me we were moving, but my old bedroom furniture wasn't, I had to have it. So how am I going to have it packed and shipped? Logistics.
Sentimental people love logistics because of freight services at the UPS store. We're certified packing experts, so we can pack any item, no matter how big, bulky, awkward, or fragile. And you'll always know where it is with the UPS tracking. And now through October 12th, get 25% off freight packing at the UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and Fordham Boulevard. Big or small, we ship it all.
856 at WCHO. We have our very first qualifier in the big contest. This is the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance on WCHL. Our first qualifier, Scott Jared, one of our faithful listeners. Scott is qualified to win, and who knows, you could be next. The main thing you need to do is you can go to all 37 of those great locations all over the place and get registered to win. You can also register at our website, chapelbro.com, and on Chapel Bro's Facebook page. And we'll give you the opportunity to call in and get qualified right here on WCHL. Also opportunities with Aaron Keck in the afternoon news and also the evening news here on WCHL. So, good luck. Again, congratulations, Scott Jared, who is our first qualifier to win the contest. Thanks so much for all the phone calls. I could not get to them all. Apologize for that, but phones have been going kind of crazy around here. 8:57 at WCHL.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location, right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. But what does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Remember when you were a child and wanted to meet an astronaut? Now that you're grown up, here's your chance. North Carolina's first astronaut is coming to the Jupiter Ball, an exciting benefit gala at the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. Join Moorhead on November 22nd for an evening of dining, dancing, and entertainment with Space Shuttle astronaut Bill Thornton. Your participation in the Jupiter Ball benefits thousands of North Carolina school children through science education at Moorhead. Tickets and sponsorships are available now. For more information, visit moorheadplanetarium.org.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Flawless Day Spa and Wellness Center. It's half off. Spa services available now. With today's deal, pick between a mini massage and mini facial combo for $47.50, normally $95, that offers a 30-minute massage of your choice and a 30-minute mini facial. Or get the mini mani and petite pedi package for $22.50, normally $45, that includes clipping and shaping, followed by a polish of your choice. It's half off from Flawless Day Spa and Wellness Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel.